Hello and welcome to Xylene Voices, an educational podcast series that features interviews with today's thought leaders in the training industry. I'm Dawn Poulos, your host.
Our guest for today's podcast is Gene Meister, co-author of The 2020 Workplace, How Innovative Companies Attract, Develop, and Keep Tomorrow's Employees Today. Gene is also the co-founder of Future Workplace, a consulting firm dedicated to innovations in employee recruitment, development, and engagement. She has worked with over 200 organizations, including the Internal Revenue Service, Lloyd's, and the U.S. Department of Defense, on launching, managing, and reinventing a corporate university. We are thrilled to have Gene here with us today to share her insight. Gene, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Gene, why the focus on the 2020 workplace? What is the significance of that to what we're doing today? In other words, what are the major differences you see in 2020 versus the 2010 workplace?
We think that companies that will succeed in the 2020 workplace will be defined, what we call in the book, by 2020 vision. And that means how well they understand three major trends in terms of attracting, sourcing, developing, and engaging employees. So when you think of the 2020 workplace, there are three words to remember: globalization, an age-diverse workforce, and the increasing use of social technologies inside companies. I'm just going to go through those three trends quickly because the workplace of 2020 is going to be defined by these trends. First, globalization. The growth right now increasingly is in the BRIC part of the world, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, but the next big continent where we see growth is in Africa. Actually, Africa is the third fastest growing region of the world after Asia and the Middle East. And a study recently done by PwC says that by the year 2020, China, Russia, India, and Africa will have more economic influence than the U.S. and Europe. So what does this mean for companies? We see companies increasingly identifying building a global mindset as a key competency to work in the workplace of 2020. The next word or trend is an age-diverse and multiple-generation workforce. The other reason we're focusing on 2020 is that that happens to be the year when there will be five generations in the workplace. So what we have today is four generations: the traditionalists, born before 1946, the boomers, born between 46 and 64, Gen Xers, born between 65 and 76, millennials, born between 77 and 97, and the newest generation that we've dubbed in the book, Generation 2020, born after 1997. So in the next 9 years, this is going to be five generations. So why five? Well, people are living longer and working longer. So we have traditionalists and boomers that we think are, to some degree, are still going to be in the workforce. So older workers will be actually a permanent feature of the 2020 workplace. And but at the same time, millennials, as we age the workforce, will be 50% of the workforce in the year 2020. And then the third trend, the increasing use of social technologies. For those learning professionals, we have a huge number of companies that are building their own corporate social network inside organizations. We have companies in the book profiled: Cerner, Deloitte. We have companies that have been new to this: P&G, CA Technologies, Agilent. So a number of companies are redefining how employees work and learn.
You just spoke about five generations in the workplace, and you talked about globalization, among others. How will these things change the way workers interact with their companies in 10 years? Will the traditional employer-employee deal ever make a comeback?
We think that increasingly employers are going to interact first with employees on social networks. And that means all the way from recruiting. One of the really fascinating new social games out there is called My Marriott. And it's a play off of Farmville. And it's developed by Marriott as a way to engage with potential new employees that want to explore what is it like to have a job in the hospitality industry. And this is really being looked at as a totally new way of recruiting in the workplace. And we will continue to have companies building these social networks like Deloitte and a number of others, that a lot of professional service firms doing this, that are saying, you know what, this is a more efficient way for our employees to find each other, to answer their questions. There's an interesting study by IDC called The High Cost of Not Finding Information, and it says that a typical knowledge worker spends about 2 hours a day finding answers to their questions. That means either finding data or finding an expert to help them work on a project. So increasingly, what companies are coming to realize is that building these corporate social networks using Web 2.0 tools of blogs and wikis and threaded discussions is actually a way to increase productivity on the job. So I think employees will increase. That's going to be, you know, the way that we're going to be working in the future.
Okay, your talk of social networks brings two questions to mind. I mean, first, how important will social media skills be in the 2020 workplace? Obviously very important. But another question is, you've talked a lot about how companies are building social networks within their companies. Do you feel that these closed internal networks are the future of the workplace, or do you think that people will be leveraging things like LinkedIn or Facebook to gain knowledge and network?
Yes, and in the book, we have 20 predictions for the workplace in 2020, and one of those predictions is that social media literacy skills will be as common as ethics training and diversity training in the 2020 workplace. In other words, understanding how to use social media in a responsible and respectful way will be the newest type of compliance training. We already have some companies doing this that are profiled in the book, The 2020 Workplace. Intel is one. They have an online training program bundled together called Building Your Digital IQ, and that means really understanding how to use social media. For some companies that may not be using social media inside organizations, they still need to have their employees understanding what this means and building their social media literacy skills, because all of us are on LinkedIn. All of us are taking our employer brand with us online, and we need to know what to share with others in our community in a responsible and respectful manner. So actually, social media literacy skills are important for every organization, whether they've developed an internal closed corporate social network or not. We see this as the newest type of compliance training for the 2020 workplace.
Jean, some people feel that the concept of employee engagement has slipped quite a bit in importance due to the cuts in job losses during the Great Recession. Do you see that trend continuing, or will the focus on employee engagement make a comeback, in your opinion?
I think the focus on employee engagement is already making a comeback, and actually it's a driver for why companies are launching corporate social networks. Just take Cerner Corporation as an example. They were heavily profiled in the 2020 workplace. And the reason why they created UCERN, their branded corporate social network, was exactly to increase employee engagement as a way to drive greater innovation, collaboration, and problem solving throughout Cerner. Their specific driver was the question asked by the chief operating officer of Cerner, which is, how do we get employees more engaged? How do we increase the speed of innovation? And how do we impact the amount of time it takes between discovery and adoption of new products? And so their answer was UCERN. So employee engagement is very much a key driver and something that I see more organizations focusing on, as we know all the studies that a disengaged employee can be really quite harmful to an organization's brand and to customer satisfaction. So companies are really focusing on this, and one of their answers is how do we use these internal corporate social networks and these social technologies to engage employees. I think employees start with a basic supposition, and that is, how can they engage in the workplace as easily as they engage with their friends and family on Facebook and LinkedIn? And so the more that employers will do that and create a tool set for them, that is also a point of differentiation among employers, especially with millennials, who really come to the workplace expecting to collaborate, communicate, and innovate as easily on the job as they do in all other parts of their life.
We've been hearing a lot about millennials, and of course you just spoke about them and what they're about. But what do we know about the next generation that you refer to as Generation 2020? Jean, what defines this generation, and what are they going to bring to the table when they join the workforce?
This generation is even more hyper-connected than the millennials. The Generation 2020 were born after 1997. So these folks are 13, 14 years old now. And just to give you a few quick stats, and then we can have a discussion, they actually grew up on things like Webkinz and Club Penguin, where individuals of this age have traditionally spent about an hour visiting these social networking sites every day. And these are clubs and social networks where you buy a toy and it comes with the opportunity to go online and join a social network of all the other buyers of these toys. So if these kids are, these Generation 2020 are spending about an hour each day interacting with other friends that have the same toy, it actually compares to only about 25 minutes a day for folks that are on Facebook and about 30 minutes a day for folks on YouTube. So we see this generation is really, they've grown up with these toys, with built-in social networks. They've grown up with the iPad and with apps. It seems like every day there's another article coming out where someone as young as 18 months is able to really engage with the iPad and knows exactly what to do because it's so intuitive. So this is a generation that is going to come to the workplace really expecting to be using all the tools that they've actually grown up with over the last decade. So I think they're going to have an even higher set of expectations for engagement in the workplace and for bringing their own tools. There was a recent study done by Accenture with 5,500 global millennials, which said the really big trend out there is something called BYOT, bring your own technology to the workplace. So millennials, may have gotten a PC at work, but they want to come and make the case that they're actually more productive using their own set of productivity tools. So we're going to continue to see that driving a lot of change in the IT and human resources departments of organizations.
Jean, for our final question, given everything that we've talked about today, what will managers, executives, and HR people need to do to lead and succeed in the 2020 workplace? From what you said today, we're going to have five generations of people, hyper-connected, young generation who will be working and trying to learn from older generations, many of those who might be grudgingly connected. How do organizations make all of that work?
Good question. And I think that that's something for all of us that are in the workplace today, we need to be prepared. We see a couple of new skill sets on the horizon. Developing a global mindset, or in a sense, cultural intelligence. So the workforce is going to be dramatically different, multiple generations, five generations, geographically dispersed. And that doesn't mean just around the world. Building a global mindset is just as important if you're growing in the United States, because the employees that you're going to work with in your global team are also diverse. The composition of the workforce is changing. So really understanding how to work with individuals that are from different cultures is going to be really important in the 2020 workplace. The second one is, I think organizations are going to really focus on corporate social responsibility and building this within leadership development programs. We know from some of the studies out there, one called the Cone Millennial Cause Study, a sample of about 2,000 millennials, 80% of them say that when they look to work for a new employer, they are really focused on companies that care about how they interact and contribute to society. So we think we're going to see companies really formalizing their CSR initiatives, creating annual reports, building leadership development opportunities within corporate social responsibility. So we think that's going to be really new and on the horizon. And then finally, innovation and engagement. Companies are going to start to do very innovative things to get their employees involved and engaged. And one example in the book was these innovation jams, you know, using tools over a short amount of time, let's say 48 hours, focused on a couple of business problems to engage the entire global enterprise. And IBM has been a leader in this for years, and we're beginning to see many, many other companies really trying to engage all levels of the workforce in some key problems using some of these social technologies. So that's, I think, what we have to look forward to on the horizon. I think it's an exciting time, and one that every organization needs to be prepared for all these changes.
Jean, that was terrific. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you.
You can learn more about Jean Meister and the topic of today's podcast by visiting www.futureworkplace.com. There you'll find more on Jean's work and a link to her popular blog. You'll find a link to this site at the Xylene Voices homepage, located at www.xylene.com/podcasts.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Xylene Voices, an educational podcast series sponsored by Xylene.